In today's podcast, we are going to be talking about, I believe, could be, at least it was to me, the greatest leadership challenge of my life. Oftentimes, we stay high in these conversations with you, but today, we're going down deeper on a specific issue that pretty well maximizes and challenges every level of a leader's life. Stay tuned. Today, we're going to show you how much people need each other and people can change the world in the most important place of all.
Today, more than ever, our homes, churches, and nation need strong leadership. Ronnie Floyd has over 30 years of experience leading one of the largest churches in America. He has led the largest evangelical community in the nation and serves as the president of the National Day of Prayer. He believes people change the world, and with his legacy of influence, Ronnie Floyd is committed to the development of leaders. And now, here's your host, Ronnie Floyd, on Life and Leadership Today.
If someone were to ask you what has been your greatest leadership challenge in your life, what would you say? I've thought about that a lot in my life. Out of all the things that I've been through, what is the greatest leadership challenge in my life thus far? You see, I believe, for me, parenting children is the most challenging experience in life. When I look back at all that I've been involved in my life, work and vision and ministry, leadership, sports, there has never been a greater challenge for me than this entire experience of parenting children. I've thought about why that might be so, and today I thought I would share it with you. You see, each one of us today, we either are a child of a parent, but most of us may be parents as well as being the child of a parent. There's a lot of commonalities we all have in life, but one of those commonalities is we've all been a child before, and we all have parents. While there might be some who may not know even who those parents were, the vast, vast, vast majority of us, we had the knowledge of who our parents were in our lives. Well, today, I want to tell you why I believe it's such an extraordinary challenge. You see, one of the greatest privileges of my life, and I really think it's the greatest privilege of my life, has been to be the parent of a child. Oh, there's nothing like holding a brand new baby. There's nothing like going through the stages of their childhood and experiencing those moments with them. And there is really nothing like being able to see them walk into maturity, into their teenage years, and even beyond. But let's get real about this. While it's also a great privilege that has a great, great, great reward, on the downside, it is also a great risk. The kind of risk where you can lose a child. The kind of risk where you see a child do something that absolutely breaks your heart. To see your child go through trial and tribulation, or to see your child lose this or lose that in their life. Maybe not be rewarded the way you feel they need to be rewarded. But regardless, what we must understand is that it's such a great risk that it also leads to a great heartbreak. And I think that's one of the dynamics of parenting and why it's such an extraordinary leadership challenge. Because on one hand, it's such a great privilege, but on the other hand, it's such a great risk. On one hand, it's a great reward. On the other, it can also be a great heartbreak. Now, I have to pause today and give God praise about something, and that is that of my two children, our two sons, you know, they've never broken our hearts. It's always been a great privilege, and it's always been a great reward. Have they had struggles? Yes. When they were in their teenage years, did they walk through things that were difficult? Absolutely. And they still do today because they are also married to two wonderful, godly Christian women. And together, those two couples have presented us and blessed us with seven precious and wonderful grandchildren. But I can tell you now, they're learning about parenting in the same way I did, and that's by doing it. You see, here's the thing about parenting. It never ends. Even with my children today, there are times that I still become their parent. And the parent, that whole relationship has changed. But I know for me personally, When I lost my father suddenly 11 years ago, and I lost my mother to leukemia 6 years ago, I miss them to this day. I faithfully called them weekly in the days before cell phones, and it was much more often after the day of cell phones. And then when Dad died, unless I was overseas, I called Mom every day for right at 6 years. You see, here is the enormous thing and the enormous challenge. Is waking up today, there's no one for me to call. There would be times I just wanted to hear my dad's voice, my mom's voice. I didn't need anything. I didn't want anything. But they parented me through my life, even in many years of my adulthood. I want to say to you today that one of the greatest things you can do in your life is to be a parent. And there are many of you that are listening today. You know exactly what I'm talking about. There is no one that works harder than a preschool mom, even a stay-at-home preschool mom. There's no one that's busier than couples who have children. I mean, their lives can be quite scattered, and it can become extraordinarily challenging. But how do you keep perspective? You see, here's what I learned years ago. If you do not have a quality relationship in your marriage and a quality relationship with your children, where does this really leave you in your life? I'll tell you where it leaves you. Heartbreak, challenge, despair. Oftentimes, anger can enter in that will eventually lead to bitterness. But it doesn't matter what we're talking about in relationship to life. We know that whatever it is, everyone makes decisions based out of the authority that they have in their life. For me personally, my authority is the Bible. My authority is what God says in His Word. My authority is that the Bible is the sole authority for all of our life, all of our faith, all of our practices in life. To me, it's not a debate about where the authority is. The authority is with God, and the authority is with God's Word. And so if I want to know how to be a better business person, God's Word is going to tell me how to do that. If I need help in my marriage or encouragement about my marriage, God's Word is going to do that. For those of you that are parents, or one day you will be a parent, here's the incredible thing. God has a word about parenting. And what God says in His Word, He always means. And I'm deeply convinced that once we believe the Bible, and once we search the Scriptures into some of the dynamic passages about what it means to be a parent, for example, in the book of Ephesians chapter 6, after talking about marriage in chapter 5, or over in the book of Deuteronomy in chapter 6, when it talks about the dynamics of the confession of faith that is there, that the Lord our God, the Lord is one. The Lord is our God personally, and the Lord is one. You see, when I know that God is so awesome and God is so mighty, then God begins to stir my heart, and I began to be convicted, and I began to really understand fully that He has called me to do something in my life, and He has called my children to do something, my wife to do something, every person in this world He's called us to do. And what is that? To love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5. And the Bible says specifically, these are words that I want in your heart, to love the Lord our God. Notice the personalization. With all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strengths. So you have this deep and strong conviction that God wants you to love Him, and you're fearless in your faith, and you're unashamed, and you're going to talk about the power of that and what that can do with you. Because you see, for a parent, God has told you that this is exactly what you need to teach your children about. In fact, it goes on to say in verse 7 of chapter 6, repeat them to your children. Repeat what? Talk about it when you sit in your home, when you walk down the road, when you lie down, and when you get up. Bind them as a sign on your hand, and let them be a symbol in your forehead. Write them on the doorpost of your house and your city gates. What does He want you to teach your children? To love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And He says, what are we to do? We're to be very strategic when we do this. We're to repeat this again and again and again. Teach it to our children repeatedly how much they're to love God. And the Bible says we do it when we talk with them. We do it when we sit down with them. We do everything we can to send the signals of life that they must love. And we need to train them and equip them to love God with all their heart, with all their soul, and with all their strength. You see, this is the heartbeat of parenting. What do you have in your life if all you ever do is teach your child how to throw a ball, how to dance in a ballet, how to play an instrument in the band, or they do this, or they do that? What do they ultimately have in the long term of life and in all of eternity if we teach them all those things, but we fail at what God wants us to teach them more than anything, to love Him with all of their heart and with all of their soul and with all of their might? Oftentimes I'm asked the question, you know, how did your kids turn out so good? Well, let me say this to you. As I said recently in speaking to my church about this very subject of parenting, I spoke in our church and I told our folks, listen, the end result of my kids are not there yet. My kids are in a process. Yes, they're in their early 30s, but it's a process. And while it's a process, we have to know that ultimately it's going to take place all of their life, this whole element of loving the Lord their God with all their heart, with all their soul, and with all their might. And I'm asked often, how did that happen? I'll tell you, we experienced grace. That's what happened. God just gave grace. But you know, oftentimes we have to answer this question on the other side of that. Why didn't my kids turn out like that? I had them in church all the time. My husband and I, or my wife and I, we did everything we know to do. And today their morals, today their actions, today they are far away from God. Some of them do not even know Him. And it's a very, very big struggle in our lives, in our family. How did that work for you and not work for me? I've been asked that question. And there's only one answer to that, grace. I don't know why. I don't know why at all, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know why at all, teenagers. It works for some and it doesn't work for others. But in that whole element of mentoring people and encouraging people about parenting, I've really come up with three things that I really want to bring closure on today. You see, what I want to talk to you about is what it's all about in being a parent. You see, when you understand what God says about it and how you're supposed to do it because He tells you how, here's what I've learned. The first thing you have to be is that you have to be a mentor to your children, a mentor. And as a mentor, you model what is right. With integrity in your heart, you live out what you tell them God wants them to be. In other words, if you as a parent are not loving the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might, don't expect your children to. You see, your children should learn how to love God from you. Yes, we're going to teach them how to make cookies so they won't burn the house down one day. We may teach them how to throw a ball or to dance in a ballet or to blow an instrument in the band. But let me ask you, do your children learn faith from you? Do your children learn what it means to love God from you? Or do they learn what it's like to be a hypocrite and see a hypocrite? You see, mentoring is big in today's world. People want to be mentored at the job. Hey, can I follow you around for a day? I've had that happen in my life numerous times. We live in a very corporate area of the country with so many businesses and powerful entities. And oftentimes there's this whole element of high school kids and college students who really want to be a part of these corporations. They say, can I mentor you? Can I follow you? There's a real movement, even in the church, about mentoring, people needing help and mentoring. Listen, I'm all for that, but it's very important we understand the most important people we can mentor are our children and their walk with God. That is absolutely imperative. Because if they don't get that right, then they're not going to know how to be a business person that they need to be or a leader in the educational world that they need to be, because God can teach us all things, and it starts with our personal relationship with Him. Let me tell you something else that every parent has to be, not just a mentor who models what is right, but we need to be a teacher, because as a teacher, you teach them what is right. And the scripture here is so powerful because the scripture says, you teach them what is right. You see, I saw this again and again in my own parents' life. I will never forget one night as a little boy, and I was a little boy, and we were in a two-story home. And when I'd have to go upstairs by myself and the lights were off, I'm just telling you, it scared me to death. And one night I woke up in the middle of the night crying. My mother came in our bedroom, or in my bedroom, laid down in my bed with me. She said, "Why are you crying?" I told her I was scared. And my mother said, "Now, Ronnie, you need to remember this. Psalm 56:3, at what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee." And that night, even in my youngest years of life, Mom taught me a powerful, dynamic verse out of God's Word, something that I've thought about no less than a couple of hundred times in my life, about her teaching me, at what time I'm afraid, I will trust in thee. There have been those moments in leadership experiences, all the way back when Gina was diagnosed with cancer in 1990. Gina is my wife. When we've gone through various struggles along the way of life, and fear has overcome me, I've had to stop and remember what my mother taught me. You see, as a teacher to your children, you teach them what is right. Because you see, loving God is both taught and taught. So as a teacher, your task never ends as a parent. And as a teacher, you teach them what is right. But you know, there's something else God wants you to do. And that is that God wants you to be a coach to your children. I believe it's important to be a coach to your children. You know, the scripture talks in Deuteronomy 6 about having signs on the doorpost. They would tie even the scriptures within a little box, and they would literally take straps of leather and they would tie it around their forehead to put the Word of God in front of them and the Word of God in their mind. Well, that was obviously literal to many of them. But we need to understand even the figurative part of that, and that is that we need to give our children constant signs. We need to get out in front of our children, and just like a coach would do on a football field or a basketball court, we need to show them how to do what is right. That's what coaches do. So many coaches are so good at what they themselves were good at, the position that they themselves played, because they've been there in the game. They know what it's like to play that position. It's so important that we, as men and women, as parents of children, that we understand the importance of coaching our children how to do what is right. As a parent, you're their mentor. Are you a mentor to your children? Can they learn how to love God from you? And as a mentor, you model what is right. You're also a teacher, because as a teacher, you teach them what is right. But you're also a coach. You are constantly giving them signs and signals and illustrations, showing them how to do what is right. I want to urge you today, take time with your children and show them how to do what is right. Show them what it means to love God with all their heart, with all their soul, and with all their might. And teach them how to do that every day. And be the kind of parent to win your children to Christ and to always be faithful to point your children to Christ. Be the kind of parent that lives your faith openly. You do not do as the song said years ago that many of us learned when we were children, and that is hiding our light under a bushel. Oh no, we're not going to do that. We're going to show our faith and live our faith openly. And then do just as the scripture says. You love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. And you lead your children to love God intellectually. Read the Bible to them. Encourage them to study the Bible. Understand the Bible. Understand His Word. You lead them to love God wholeheartedly with all you are, with all you have, and all you do. And you lead God energetically, dynamically, powerfully, and wholeheartedly. You say, Ronnie, I've not done that for my kids. You start where you are today. You can't do a lot about the past, but you can chart a brand new future after today. And I come back to this to you. Parenting children is the most challenging experience in your life. It's challenging because it has such a great reward that awaits in those wonderful moments. But on the other side, it can also be a great heartbreak. I do not know today whether your children are breaking your heart or they are a great reward. But what I do know is this, is that God can meet you right where you are with your children. And what I also know today is that your children need you, and you need your children. Never let your children outside of your unconditional love for them. You love them like God loves you, willfully, sacrificially, and unconditionally. And you do everything you can with the rest of your life to capture the heartbeat of your child and turn that child toward looking up toward God in their life, to involving faith and God in every area of their life, and teaching them to do everything they can with all of their energy, with all of their intellect, with all of their emotion. I'm going to do one thing right in my life, and that is I'm going to love God. Your children need you, and you need them. You see, we believe here that people need each other. You see, one of the reasons this is so hot on my heart today is that I've been teaching our church family here at Cross Church about the importance of family. We've been using 7 weeks leading up to Christmas doing a family series. Can you imagine that? And we called it Home for the Holidays. You can listen to every message. You can view every message. Go to ronniefloyd.com. Or you can go to our church website at crosschurch.com. Thanks for being a part of Ronnie Floyd on Life and Leadership Today.
Thank you for spending time with us today. Please subscribe, rate, and share this podcast with others. Also follow Ronnie via social media on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Ronnie Floyd. Learn more about Ronnie by visiting ronniefloyd.com. Don't forget to join us next week as we spend time learning together about life and leadership today.